It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Greetings and welcome, everybody. It's the Money Golf Lifestyle Show. How are you? I'm Ray Adams. I'm here. I'm getting my shoes on. I'm leaving in 4 minutes. Let's try another time. Let's go for it. Let's do everything we need to do. And we're going to go, 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 go. Soon we're going to have Mr. Sean McKeel coming. And we're going to go as soon as we can possibly go. And with Dr. Bob.
Hello, sir.
And we are here. Let's go for it. A PGA championship like I've never seen before, Bob. What about you?
It was a great for viewing, I thought. 22 people within four strokes of the lead up to the final minute. I mean, final hour. What more can you ask? And you knew that someone was going to break through. But I was expecting a playoff. Everybody was expecting a playoff at some point. And lo and behold, Aaron Rye, who I've been watching on different events throughout the last couple of years on various overseas as well as here, tremendous capture navigating himself around that golf course, and his putter was magical at the end.
You look at what we've said before, and we've talked about it over time and time again, that any player can beat any other player any time of the day, night, or week. And look what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was reputed to be one of the greatest hard workers on the tour. And that's one of the good things about his reputation. And I have seen him be a candidate for the previous Ryder Cup team for Europe. And he wasn't picked. And he easily could have been picked back then. And he's certainly a candidate now in everybody's eyes, because they see what he can do under pressure, as well as tremendous ball striking on a very tough golf course and demanding golf course. And I think everybody walked away from the PGA operations as well as the club feeling, hey, yes, we kept him below double digits under par, and everybody had to fight like crazy to get par. And that's what made it more interesting and far more exciting down the stretch.
Yeah, but you look at somebody who's a total unknown out of the blue.
Total unknown.
Total unknown out of the blue. What about it?
He wasn't totally unknown.
Well, we've been looking at him. We've been tracking him. But for...
When you say total unknown, that's somebody who's never had any chance to be in the midst of it.
He's a total unknown, Bob.
He's
Nobody knows who Aaron Rye is.
By whose standards?
And any golfer watching TV has no idea who this guy is.
All right. He's won four times on the European Tour. He's been in every major. He's the U.S. Open and the Open Championship tied for top 20. Okay. And he was easily in tracking up to the Ryder Cup selection time last year. He could have been a great alternate for them at the time.
Okay. And if I line up 1,000 golf viewers, if I line up 1,000 and I say, who's Aaron Rye? 998 say, I have no idea.
Depends on what time of which part of the ocean you're watching on, right? The
Well,
United States or Europe?
it's here in the USA, of course. What I'm doing is giving him credit.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
not being.
I thought you're just calling him like he's come out of the weeds.
No, I'm not being
No,
negative at
no,
all. I'm giving
no.
him credit. I'm
Okay.
giving him big credit that, hey, he's a big star. He's a big guy. But not many people know who the hell he is.
Yeah, well, he turned professional 14 years ago and played, like I said, he's been on all the tours that played very solid. So you could pull anybody off a European tour, put him on a Ryder Cup team, he's going to make 1,000 putts. That part I do know. If you put this gentleman in the midst of the class he was in, yes, that was a surprise. Shooting a 65 on the final day. Yes, that's a surprise. But he is very solid all the way. And he does something that Mr. Oberg, Ludvig Oberg, didn't do. He makes putts. Big difference when he has to. Ludwig has proved to me
Well,
that he's
I've
not going to
never
be able to
seen
do anything until he can make putts and under pressure.
a golf tournament, and I watched a lot of this golf tournament. I have never seen a golf tournament with more putts missed short, 6, 7, 8, 10 feet short, Bob. What the hell is going on with these guys? They can't make a putt, and not only do they not make a putt, they can't make one. It's so short, 6, 7, 8 feet long. What is going on with this golf course and
Three
these
putt, three,
players?
according to the last stats that they were able to display, three putt percentage was 4.8%.
Horrible.
4.8.6%
Horrible.
of the field was three putting the greens. That was interesting.
Horrible.
What did you think of our final leaderboard, Ray? The top 10.
Look, I love the leaderboard. I love what they're doing.
Did you
But this
see
golf
who?
tournament,
I'm just saying, our unknown guy, who did he beat on that top 10?
oh, he beat everybody. And
Seven
that's.
major champions in the top 10.
He beat everybody. That's right.
There we go.
And all of a sudden, you're talking about a guy who comes back, who wins, and he's like he's one of these guys that we said forever, you can beat anybody anytime.
He did something I think was great, and this is nugget number one. He's the first PGA champion in event history to lower his score in each round. That's
Yeah.
quite a it's quite an accomplishment for every PGA championship
Yeah, you look at that.
since 1958. That's pretty amazing.
You look at that. Every round he was lower and lower and lower, and nobody did it for 40 years.
Not for 1958. That was the start of stroke play.
60 years.
He also, by his winning, the first two majors went to European players since the four modern majors were formed in 1934.
Well, we love this guy, and all of a sudden, here comes Aaron Rye out of nowhere, out of nowhere, out of nowhere to win a PGA championship. And we love his win. We think he's, out of this world. He's great. And we have to look at it and say, wait a minute. Why?
He
Why did
navigated
he
that
win?
golf course by hitting fairways, first of all. That's the first thing he did. He stayed out of the rough most of the time, and he got on the right side of the greens. He knew exactly where to be on the right side of the green so he could save par.
How
That's the
did he
biggest
know
thing.
all that?
Because he's a smart player. He's a smart, smart player. And he
Well,
has a
they
pretty good
said that
person at
because
home
he
to help him.
doesn't drive the ball far,
He has a pretty good
he doesn't drive the ball
yeah.
very far.
288. That's a really low average. Yeah.
Yeah, so he doesn't drive the ball very far. Then what about him causes him to be able to navigate this golf course and
Well,
beat everybody's pants off?
yeah, I watched his scores for turn. I watched the tournament for 4 days. I watched it pretty good closely, and he was never far out of contention. That's all I can tell you. But no one's going to expect him to shoot a 65 in the final day. That's for sure. But he was never out of the running at any time, and he didn't make the mistakes everybody else did. Everybody else was looking like they're throwing up all over themselves, to be honest with you. And they couldn't get the balls out of bunkers. They couldn't get them on the sides, couldn't hit fairways. And those that hit fairways couldn't get the wedge shots up there within 20 feet of the flag. So that's the big thing right there. And obviously he made the second longest putt of the week, 768 feet, and that's the knockout punch. That's the 3-point goal in the NBA final. That's how great that was.
All right, so let's look at it. You've got a leaderboard, and what about that leaderboard, and what happened to those other guys?
Okay, you got seven of the top 10 were major champions on top of that leaderboard, and that's pretty impressive. And nobody could make a putt at the end, and that was pretty obvious. And Rory missed a ton of putts. Ludwig couldn't make any putts on the back nine.
Your
That's one.
buddy.
Well, he's turning to be a he's got to work on his putting with somebody. That's all I can tell you, because he just gets up there and does have, he pushes them right, pushes them left. Xander had a rough time at the end. It was just, it was just one of back and forth. John Rahm, we thought were going to be in position at the moment, and he couldn't get one in at the end. And Rory was even par on the par fives. Figure that one out. I thought this Matty Schmid was going to surprise everybody, and I'd line him up in the top 1,000 just like you did for viewers. Matty Schmid from Germany, and he went to University of Louisville. He was in contention down the stretch, but he couldn't make putts at the tail end. Justin Thomas finished with a 65. He missed a couple of good chances before he got to 18, and that would have been very interesting had he been sitting there about seven under on the clubhouse. But as we saw what happened, Ray, it was just that none of them could really get out of their own way sometimes. That's what I noticed.
Well, all I know is when you look at it, you're looking at a bunch of players that were right there, and at the end of the game, they were not there.
One player I keep cheering for, but he never gets up there, is Justin Rose. I thought he had a chance to, after his Saturday
He
65,
did.
I thought he had a real good chance to make a run, and he just couldn't get anything going at all.
Now, again, Justin Rose, our buddy, we love him.
Yeah.
We love his play. We love his game. We want him to win. You know what? He's so trending. Maybe the US Open again, Bob?
Well, that's a possibility, because once that's a Navigators golf course again. You have to play for par, and that's to his advantage. He won at Marion, which is a far very tough, demanding golf course. So that's going to be interesting to see how he pulls that one around. Cam Smith and Rory were my two picks coming in to the week,
Yes.
and Cam. When he three putted from 4 feet, I said, "This game's over. I'm sorry." I watched that and I said, "Oh my goodness!" And he just could not handle those greens at all.
You look at Cam Smith and you look at the golf tournament. I think Cam Smith is trending, don't you?
Yes, I think he is. He's definitely trending.
I would love to see him win the US Open.
I think he's definitely in position for that. I was surprised by Goddard not playing better in the weekend after a good 65 on a Friday, and I thought he had a shot. And look at Scotty. Scotty had a very bad week of putting, tied for 14th. That's the
Well,
kind of standard he sets for everybody.
all right, and then you look at Goddard up. He's getting in Goddard and getting in Goddard up and getting up. He's another one for the US Open. What about it?
Oh, I think he has a shot, but I'm more impressed with the guys that are, a little stronger in the short games. He's not a very good strong with his wedge, we found out. And I've had to watch these critiques and watch him through that. And he is not the strongest with the wedge. It's
Oh
important,
no.
especially on those kind of greens, so you're going to be facing it Shinnecock.
I
Very
don't
important.
know. I like to see him. I like to see what's going on with those guys. I think we're going to have a big US Open golf tournament for Father's Day. What about you?
Oh, I think so for sure.
And
And
your
I don't know
winner
if we're going to
and
see. I don't think we, are
your
we.
winner is
I can't pick it any faster this week. No, I'm not gonna. No, but I don't doubt if you're going to see 22 to 24 people within 4 strokes of the lead on final day. That's going to be pretty rare. That's pretty rare.
All right, we're going to go out to a break right now. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Bob and your humble correspondent, myself, Ray Adams. We'll be back in just a moment. Everybody, hang on, and we'll be back. We're back on the air. Dr. Bob, we had some terrible news this week, didn't we?
Yeah, we lost two interesting and stalwarts in golf. One of which succeeded very well in the ch senior tour over the years, Jim Colbert. He passed away on May 10, at the age of 85.
I
And
have an
Lou,
unbelievable interview with him. I mean, unbelievable 12-minute interview with Jim Colbert. He's such a great guy. He was such a winner, a champion. Jim Colbert, one of the best of the world.
Yeah, he won 20 senior tour events, 2 senior majors, 8 times he won on the PGA Tour.
He dominated.
Yeah, 2 times senior PGA Tour Player of the Year, and at the age of 85, he passed away. Jim was known for his signature bucket cap because it helped him prevent him from sunstroke and other problems, and he was a very unique short game, had very, very solid short game, and that helped him very well in the second chapter of his career. We also lost Lou Gramm, who I got to watch more often than probably anybody around here, because I got to watch him at the Amana VIP golf tournament every year. He 1 year he didn't get to the Amana VIP because he was playing in the US Open playoff against John
Yes,
Mahaffey in
yes,
1975. He beat
yes.
John Mahaffey at Medina. And Jim, excuse me, Lou, passed on May 12th at the age of 88. And Jim, excuse me, Lou, I keep saying Lou. It's Lou Gramm, who was a never had lost in a Ryder Cup as on a team. He was 3 times. He's on 3 winning Ryder Cup teams and winning World Cup team. One unique thing about Lou, he came from a military background, and he was a member of the Old Guard Company E, the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, which people may find that, remember that regiment, because they were the honor guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington Cemetery.
Oh my God, unbelievable nugget. What a nugget. And you look at this guy and you think, what a player and what a personality, Bob.
Very, he was always very solid, played for par. He didn't win as obviously as much as Jim Colbert, but he did something. He won his major, and that was he grabbed for the gusto in life when you can get it and grab it while you have a chance. And that's what it is about these major championships. You come out of the blue sometimes, pull it off. And John Mahaffa, we know he won a PGA championship, but that 1975 belonged to Lou, and it was on a Monday when they had the playoff at Medina.
Yeah, what a player, what a personality. Jim Colbert with the bucket hat. What a guy, what a guy. What a guy, and what an interview I had. We should play that interview on this show. It was about 10 to 11 minutes long, and what an interview.
Another sidelight, if we could go back to the PGA Championship, a big shout out to PGA Club professional Ben Kern of the Southern Ohio PGA section. He's the general manager at Hickory Hills Golf Club in Grove City, Ohio. Well, he was the low club professional at Aronimink, but what made his journey unique was he shot a second round 67, which was the third lowest by score by a PGA club professional in stroke play history by any club professional. And I had got to meet Ben in 2018 when he was local professional at Belle Reve. And that was the same year that Brooks Koepka edged Tiger Woods at Belle Reve and outside of St. Louis.
All right, there you go. He's Bob Denny. He's the PGA professional historian forever. And I didn't say anything about it, Bob, but I'm going to say it now. What happened to Mr. Master, Doctor, Mr. Master? You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Are you talking about the president of the PGA of America?
Talking about the president of the PGA of America, what happened to him? What happened?
So he wasn't
You
on.
tell me,
I'm just
because
telling you.
I'm
I'm just
very,
reading
very,
it.
very not happy about it, and I don't want to make a big deal about it, but I want to be very ticked off about it. You tell me what happened.
You don't want to make a big deal about it, but you're very ticked off about it. Is that what you're
I'm
saying?
Don't want to make a big deal about it, but I'm very ticked off about it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And we all know from being on this program for the last several months that he was not on the traveling group to the championship. And we also know that when asked about that on Golf Week magazine or Golf I just I, not magazine now, it's Golf Online, Golf Week Online. By Eamon Lynch, was he muzzled? And the response was by the CEO Terry Clark, and just I'm quoting this, that he said he is concentrating on member benefits and programs right now. That's where he's talking about. So there was never a straight answer to a straight question, and that was unique about it. And it's called a non-denial denial. If you go back to All the President's Men. When you watch that movie, if you can't give a straight answer to some kind of question, but it was the basically is he was not on the traveling squad for the officer's spray, and that's as simple as that.
All right, well, that's it. No Don Ray. No Don Ray. How about it? All right, buddy. We're gonna sign off, and we're gonna have a great show on the Friday a segment on Great American Golf Media coming up to you in a few days. All right, Dr. Bob, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, bye now. And thanking you for Squares Golf Shoes, Tour Edge Golf, and all the other Certifresh golf. Oh my gosh, how beautiful, how wonderful these great sponsors are.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for a great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime. Time.